Hello, Blind Cool Tech. My name is Ernie Segura, and this is my first Blind Cool Tech podcast. What I'm going to be demonstrating today is how to clean the registry using CCleaner and Quixie's RegClean 2009, and I'm also going to be defragging the registry with Quixie's RegDefrag 2009. Most of you may ask, why should I perform maintenance on the registry? Well, it's important to perform maintenance on the registry because when you uninstall programs or keep adding them, especially on installing them, it adds stuff to the registry that your computer doesn't need. And it slows it down and probably makes it crash. So, I'm going to be using Windows Vista. I have a laptop with Vista. And I'm going to be using System Access with CCleaner. And I'm going to be using JAWS with Quixie's RegCleaner and Defrag. CCleaner, many of you may know, is a utility where you can clean the internet files and a bunch of things using the PC. Quixie's RegCleaner does a lot more with the registry, but CCleaner is a basic registry utility, so I'm going to get CCleaner up right now and we'll do a registry scan. I've uninstalled some programs and this is a good demo, so you'll see how it works. Okay, I think I should be at CCleaner, so I'm going to hit Insert T to see where I am.
Taskbar.
I'm going to hit
Bubble bar.
Alt Tab over here.
Registry button.
And now I'm going to
Quixie.
hit Tab to get there, so I'm going to hit the space bar on the registry button. And now I'm going to keep tabbing on until I get to the scan registry button.
Tools button. Options button. Online help. Check for updates. 3. Register. List. Empty. Scan for issues button.
And then I'm
Open
going
like
to
this.
hit space, or you can hit Alt plus S to scan the registry, but I'm going to hit space to do that.
4%. 16%.
And it's giving me the progress as it goes. And it shouldn't take
23%.
too long. I'll pause it, and then when there's results, I'll resume it.
54.
Okay, I'm back, and it's showing me what I have. There are some stuff that's in the registry that needs to be fixed, so I'm gonna arrow up and down.
Unused file extension. Data. Device of MP3 WAV converter dot project file. Registry key. HKZR / device of MP3 WAV converter dot project file. 1 of 3. Invalid default icon. Data. C/Windows/System32/Kalosh.exe. 0. Registry key. HKZR/Rainbow.activator.configuration file/default icon.
I'm gonna arrow down again.
Open with application issue. Data. C/Windows/System32/Kalosh.exe%1. Registry key. HKZR/Rainbow.activator.configuration file/shell/open.
Now I'm gonna
Oil
hit
free.
tab.
Scan for issues. Click selected issues. Button.
And
Alt
now
plus
I'm
F.
gonna hit space.
Cleaver. Do you want to back up changes to the registry? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
And I recommend that you back up changes to the registry just in case if there's something that happened to your computer. So I'm going to hit space to back up to the registry.
Query form. Save as. File name. Edit combo box. CC_20,091,011_155,207.
And that says save.
Save as type. Drop down list. Red files. Star.reg. Toolbar. Save button.
And I'm going to click
Alt plus
Save.
S.
The default it goes into my documents or documents. It depends on what system you're using, but I'm using Vista, so it's going to say documents. So I'm going to hit space.
Unused file extension. The file extension device of MP3 WAV converter dot project file references an invalid program identifier. These are often left behind after uninstalling software. Solution. Delete the registry value. 1/3. > button.
Now I'm going to hit Tab,
Fix issue button.
And I'm going to hit Tab again to fix all issues.
Fix all selected issues button.
And I'm going to hit space.
Cleaver, are you sure you want to fix all selected issues? OK button.
And now I'm going to hit space.
Open with application issue. The application reference stat. Rainbow.activator.configuration file/shell/open could not be located. These references are often left behind after uninstalling software. Solution. Delete the registry value. Issue fixed. 3/3. Button.
Now it fixed all the issues, and I'll hit Tab to close it.
Close button. Query form cleaner.
And then I'll be back with Quixie's in a second. I'll have to get JAWS up, and I'll show you how that works. Okay, I'm back. I just did a cleaner again. I ran it because I had to fix the registry even more. So now I'm going to show you Quixie's Reg Cleaner 2009. This program costs about $30. It works with Windows XP, Vista, and Windows 7, and it requires about 100 megabytes of RAM to work. And it only takes about 10 megabytes in space, so it's not too bad. So I'm going to bring up the program.
Menu, start search, edit, type text in this edit field, or press Q, U, I, C, K, S, Y, S, Quixie's Reg Cleaner 2009.
And now I'm going to hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus.
Now I'm going to hit Alt-C because user account control came up.
Quixie's Reg Cleaner 2009.
And now I'm going to root my JAWS to PC cursor. This program isn't really that accessible, so if you're more of an experienced JAWS user, this program would work for you. So, let me root my JAWS to PC cursor. Or root my PC to JAWS cursor.
Root JAWS graphic overview. Last scan over. Graphic overview.
Trying to find the scan registry thing.
Graphic 679 data time cold scan registry.
Okay, I found it. I had the arrow down to find it. So.
Register errors threat scan.
So I hit my control left and right arrows to find that scan registry. So I'm going to hit my left mouse button.
Left mouse button scan registry. Next greater button. To
it says next.
PC cursor.
And I'll hit space.
Scan registry.
And this may take up to a few minutes, but it does work. And it will display the errors that we have. It'll show you how it works. Once this is done, it will say progress indicators if you have JAWS 7 or 6 or higher. But it's a pretty good program, I think. I'll pause this and tell you, go back when it's
5%.
Ready. Actually, it's giving us percentages right now. It's at 5%, and it should be done soon. Okay, I'm back. It just got done. It took about a minute after I paused it, so I'm going to root my JAWS to PC cursor.
Root JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to go up to the top of it by hitting Control Home.
Top of file, graphic.
Now I'm going to hit down arrow, and we'll see how many errors there are.
Scan finished. Click on apostrophe next to see the results of the registry analysis. Graphic 720. Total errors, :81, lapse time, :00104. Categories, header bar errors, header bar status, header bar graphic 367, graphic 192. ActiveX and COM 4 finished. Applications, patch 6 finished, graphic 11. File types 11 finished. Fonts, patch 0 finished. Help, patch 0 finished. History, patch 13 finished, graphic 823. Internet Explorer objects 0 finished. Services, informations 2 finished, graphic share, DLLS 0 finished. Sounds, patch 0 finished, graphic 7. Start menu items 0 finished. Startup, patch 0 finished, graphic 932. Less back button, next greater button, cancel button.
So I'm going to hit control left arrow until I get to the next.
Less back, next greater button.
And I hit control right arrow to get there. So I'm going to hit my left mouse button.
Left mouse button, analyze results. Repair button to add.
I'm
going to
root my, go back in the PC and then hit space.
Space, 100%, 100%. Scan registry, finish button to activate, press space bar.
I've disabled the box. When you usually have the program by default, it say, are you sure you want to repair? But I unchecked it because I thought it was quite annoying. So I'm going to click the... there's a finish and a scan again. So I'm going to scan it again to see if there's any more errors. And I'll show you what it's like when there are zero errors. Okay, I found that there are zero errors. So I'm going to go to the top. I rooted my JAWS to PC. And
click on apostrophe next to Z. Graphic total errors :0, elapsed time :00:56.
Okay, it's shorter every time after you scan the first time because it just reanalyzes it. So I'm going to press the next button.
Tab, caps, tab, 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 list view, not selected, act, tab, list back, tab, next, gray space, scan registry.
And I'll hit tab.
Let's back tab. Finish button.
And add. Now I'm going to bring my JAWS to PC and see what it says.
Top, no app, graphic, analyze results. No errors found. Let's back button, next grader. Let's back button, next grade. Easy
and
cursor.
And click finish.
Tab. Let's back tab. Finish space. Quixie's Reg Cleaner 2009. Hold F4.
Okay. If you want to find more information about that program, you can go to www.myquicksys.com and then click on products and it will tell you more of what it does. Now I'm going to be demonstrating Quixie's Reg Defrag, and this program is free. This program defrags your registry and it increases performance on your computer. So I'm going to bring up the program using the start search.
Menu, start search, edit, type text in this edit field, TE, default, R, A, G, disk defragmenter, search everywhere, disk.
No, that didn't work.
Menu, start search, use, do, quicks, I, C, K, F, Y, S, quicksies on the web, quicksies red, cleaner, two, quick, quicksies on the web, quicksies red, defrag.
Now I'm going to press enter to get to the defrag.
Enter, leaving menus.
And now I'm going to user control, now I'm going to hit Alt-C, accept it, and JAWS PC. This program is also not that accessible, but if you are an experienced JAWS user, you can use it with the root JAWS the PC cursor.
Graphic options, album, graphic 818, Quixie's red, defrag, graphic 73, graphic 960, graphic 798, options, help about, V2.3, overview. Last defrag performed :6/1/2009:50:42 a.m.
Probably need to do another defrag.
Size recovered :12,484 kb. Percent :14.25%. What would you like to do?
And it says, what would you like to do?
Defrag registry. Do defrag.
Now I hit control right arrow to do that, so I get on the word defrag. So I'm gonna hit my left mouse button.
Left mouse button. Defrag registry tab. To switch pay PC cursor.
Now hit tab.
Tab. Analyze tab. Close tab. 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 Analyze button.
And now I'll click on the analyze button.
Space. Warning dialog. Close all programs. Analysis may take several minutes. During this process, your computer may become unresponsive. To proceed, click quote yes quote. Yes button to activate. Space.
And it's going to analyze.
9%. Defrag registry. Stop button to activate. Press space bar.
And then when it's done, I'll come back and show you what it says. Okay, now it is done, so I'm going to root my JAWS to PC cursor. It took about a few minutes.
Root JAWS to PC.
And then hit control home.
Top of file, defrag registry, graphic 798.
Down arrow.
Defrag registry.
And keep going down.
Optimize a compact Windows registry. Analyze results. Registry fragmentation comparison report. Fragmented allocated space. Current registry size :89,064 kb. New registry size :81,028 kb. Size difference :8,036 kb. Left parent 9.02%, right parent. Backups options. Create backup of registry files :disabled. Create restore point :enabled. Conclusion. Too many fragments found. Click. Quote defrag quote to optimize the registry. Defrag button close button. PC cursor.
Okay, now I'm going to hit tab to defrag.
Tab, close tab, 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 defrag button.
Now I'll hit my space bar.
Space. Defrag registry.
And let's see what it's doing here. Rooting JAWS to PC.
Root JAWS, defrag registry, graphic 709, top of defrag registry. Optimize and compact Windows registry. Analyze results. Registry fragmentation comparison report. Fragmented allocated space. PC, tab, 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 tab.
And it's just defragmenting it. I'll come back when it's done, and then I'll conclude this podcast. And it was back. I had to confirm it was done, because it doesn't really tell you. The best idea I would suggest is just to have your JAWS cursor rooted to your PC cursor, and it will tell you if it's done or not.
Defrag registry. Optimize and compact Windows registry. Defrag completed. Finished successfully. You can generate a HTML report with the fragmentation information. Generate report ... button.
There's a generate report.
PC cursor.
And now I'm going to hit
tab, restart button to activate. Press space bar.
There's a restart button and it'll restart your system.
Space confirm dialog. Would you like to restart now? Yes button to activate. Press
and
space
press
bar.
Yes.
Space.
So this concludes my podcast. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at pbjandfritos@gmail.com, or you can Skype me. My Skype name is pbjandfritos, and when you add me to your contact list, make sure you put that I listen to you on BCT. And if you want to get CCleaner, you can go to www.ccleaner.com, and if you want to go get Quixies, registry cleaner or defrag, you go to www.myquicksys.com. For Blind Cool Tech, my name is Ernie Segura, and wishing you a happy day.